The long-held tradition of the Fall Run continues to be a driving force for South Dakota farmers and ranchers, as well as for the state's communities. Tens of thousands of calves will be marketed at area sale barns this autumn as cow-calf producers reap the benefits of their hard work, explains Mobridge Livestock co-owner and auctioneer Casey Perman.
It's wonderful times in the ranching industry, and Pam, I would say it's a long time coming. I mean, there's just been a lot of struggles, and that's part of the reason that a market is where it's at, because so many ranches have disappeared throughout the years and cow numbers are at its lowest.
Strong prices are coaxing many ranchers to sell their calves a bit early this year, and a great many will be off to feed yards by December. Perman says some South Dakota calves will remain in the state as farmer feeders choose to add value to their corn, while many others will exit the state.
These calves will go all throughout the Midwest. Some will go back into North Dakota, and they'll go all the way to Texas and over to Illinois. So it is pretty widespread.
Perman explains the calf check from the Fall Run might be the primary income for many ranchers for the year. But he says this money fuels communities, small and large, supporting South Dakota's Main Street.
When the rancher sells cattle at the price he's going to, they will go downtown to all the shops and the stores and buy their groceries. They definitely put everything they get right back into the economy because it's their time to shine. They can finally afford to make some improvements.
Perman encourages consumers to eat beef. He believes it tastes great, is highly nutritious, and your purchase supports South Dakota beef, farm, and ranch families. Reporting for the South Dakota Beef Industry Council, I'm Pam Geppert.